Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The pure sound and joy of vocal performance is captured in upcoming guest nights presented by the Piney Hills Harmony Chorus of Sweet Adelines. The Harmony Happy Hour programs are open for audiences across Northeast Louisiana. With more joining me in studio are chorus members Sally Rose Hollis and Carol Ogle. Welcome to you both.
Hi.
And a lot is going on. Sally, there are a couple of dates for the guest nights that are going to be going on. When are those taking place?
Well, the first one is this Thursday, May the 2nd, and then the next Thursday we'll have another one. And guests can come either or both nights, and we'll just really look forward to having harmony and happiness with them.
And as I understand it, the chorus will be performing and then basically an open call for those to come up and to join in for a couple of songs?
Right. We will we'll perform and let them know kind of everything that we do and how wonderful it is to be involved in that harmony. And then, yes, we'll have them probably voice placed and then give them some music. And we're learning some songs right now ourselves so they can step on the risers and be basically kind of at the same place that we are learning some great music.
Right. What songs will you be performing before the guests are invited up?
Well, I haven't spoken to our director about that. We probably will sing One Fine Day. Mm-hmm. We like to sing that, and that's a popular one. Carol, what other do you think we might sing?
I think we're going to be working on Blue Moon. Most of the songs that we're preparing now are for our show that we'll talk about in a few minutes. It's coming up August 24th, which is Rock Around the Clock. Mm-hmm. So we're doing some really oldies and really goodies to be on that program, and so we're starting to work on those. Blue Moon and Happy Together is another one that we're going to start on this week.
And Fever.
Lots of variety and lots of fun. Carol, take a moment to share about how the group was formed and its mission in providing the entertainment that it does.
Well, Sally is really the expert on that. She's been in the chorus almost since the beginning, some 20 years ago.
I think I've been in 22 or 23 years. Yes, mm-hmm. I'm the veteran performer. We don't talk about old performers.
She is the veteran. And it is a division of Sweet Adelines International, which is the largest singing organization for women in the world. And Sweet Adelines has members in countries all over the world, in Australia, New Zealand, and England, and Sweden, and Japan. And they all sing in English like we do. But there's some 30,000 members worldwide of Sweet Adelines. And we sing music in the barbershop style, which is four-part a cappella harmony and very close harmony. Some people think of barbershop as the little men in the striped vest and the straw hats, but it's so much more than that. We sing literally all kinds of music in a barbershop style, which is arranged specifically for the Sweet Adeline courses.
Right. Is there a profile of a chorus member? You know, is it businesswomen? Is it young moms?
It's everybody. That's what is so wonderful about it. We have a little girl that's 12. She's been singing with us for a couple of years. Her mom's in the chorus also. We have a lady that's 80 and going strong. She's going to be singing with us on the show and rocking and rolling. And it's just an ideal hobby for anyone. Any lady who loves to sing, you don't have to read music. You don't have to have a musical background. That's another thing. It's a very educational process. So we can teach you everything you need to know about singing if you just want to sing. And so it's there's no typical profile. You know, it's just anybody that wants to sing. We have all ages.
Yeah. Sally, if the passion is there and somebody may need to be brushing up on things, there are vocal lessons that'll be taking place.
Right. These are coming toward the end of May, and I don't have the dates in front of me. Carol, do you remember the exact dates?
16th and 23rd.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So there'll be a little break after the Harmony Happy Hours, and then we'll follow with that. And the vocal lessons, again, you can have had some vocal training, or you can be just completely a blank slate, and we have our director is certified through the international organization, and there's a plan that start from the ground up and talk about breathing and resonance and posture and all sorts of good things.
Right. The group, of course, talk about those vocal lessons. We mentioned the guest nights, but also coming up, a performance at the River Market.
We will be at the River Market on June the 8th, I think about 11 o'clock that morning, and we've done that last year, last fall, and had a great reception down there. That is such a wonderful addition to Monroe, and it's such a fun place to go. It's just out in the air and open, and we get to talk to people and hear our music. And we're going to be doing something a little different this year. We're going to come in our 50s costumes. We did a Rock Around the Clock show a year ago in January over in Ruston, and we did music from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And so we're doing the show again August 24th. this year at the Jack Howard Theater. So we're going to come in our 50s costumes and invite people to come and have fun with us as we turn back the clock and go back to rock and roll times, which everybody loves.
Yeah, with that, any special highlights, any special features coming up with that performance in August?
That's going to be something really special. It is a benefit for Angel Ministries. Everybody in Monroe is aware, and of course Northeast Louisiana is aware of Angel Ministries and Linda Tripp and the wonderful work that she does. And she is our great partner. We have partnered with her on several projects. So Rock Around the Clock on August 24th will be a benefit for Angel Ministries. And we'll have our wonderful Todd C. Martin, as we did last year, our Monroe Elvis. Yeah. And he partners with us in the show, and it's just really a lot of fun. And I think everybody will really enjoy going back to the 50s, 60s, and 70s. So on June the 8th, we'll be in our 50s attire, and we'll be singing songs from the 50s and 60s.
Did want to touch upon, not only is it fun and recreational, but also competitive as well, the group performs in some competitions, correct?
Yes. Sweet Adelines is divided into about 30 regions throughout the world, and we have a regional competition every year. And I think it was last year we won Most Improved Chorus in our region, and we've taken home gold honors before. So it's fun. That's not what we're all about, but it helps you strive to be your best.
Of course, things kind of get underway with the guest nights on the way. In fact, tomorrow and then again on the 9th. Carol, if someone would like to find out more information about attending the guest nights or more information about the course of the Sweet Adelines, how could they do so?
Well, there's several ways. I'd be glad for them to call me. My number's 348-2291 here in Monroe. We have a website, pineyhillsharmony.org, and then we're also on Facebook at Piney Hills Harmony Sweet Adelines.
Yes,
right. Mm-hmm. And so we're all over the social media. We're just really, you know, we're up to date. And so they're welcome to call or look up one of those places. And we will be at the Presbyterian Church of Ruston.
Well, Carol and Sally, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
You can hear this and other Lanyap podcasts by visiting the Listening Room online at kedm.org.